How will you get busy in the bed sheets this coming year? With a new year just around the corner, there are so many exciting ideas, innovative products, and apps in the sexuality space that it's really hard to know what you should be trying. That is why I asked other sexperts to share their top sex trends for this coming year. And you do not want to miss the very last sex trend, so make sure to stick around until the end. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, sexologist, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please check out my free 5 Pleasure Secrets of Satisfied Couples handbook. The link will be in the description. So without further ado, here are the 5 best sex trends that you will see and hopefully experience in the next year.
I think this year's top sex trend is going to be the same sex trend I had last year, because I feel like it's gaining even more momentum. And usually I have different sex trends, but this year and last year, it's the same one, which is yoni massage. Yoni massage is vulvovaginal massage. It can be done with delicious oils that have CBD in them, and some of my favorite toys, the Queen and the Enhance. These are toys that are actually made for the vulva. So the mons, the outer labia, the inner labia, the clitoral shaft, clitoral tip, the vestibule inside the inner labia, the perineum, and even where the little labia come down and meet, called the fourchette. All of that tissue is orgasmic, and it has sponges in there. And those sponges need blood flow to plump everything up so we get our lady erection, and then things feel even better that we do after the yoni massage. And the reason that I think it's the sex trend of the year is not because women are asking me for it, because they've been asking for a long time. I think it's trending stronger than ever because men are like, how do I do yoni massage? What's a yoni massage? I need to do yoni massage. My wife wants a yoni massage. What do I do? That's why I think it's the trend of the year.
So Amy, what do you believe next year's biggest sex trend will be?
I believe that next year's biggest sex trends will be a shift from the performance-based sex to a lot more of presence-based sex. More and more people want more depth. They're looking for more connection. They're looking for emotional closeness. And a beautiful thing that I've seen, especially with my clients this year, is I have a lot of clients who are coming to me struggling with intimacy, but they're taking yoga classes. They're already practicing mindfulness, and they're already aware a lot of the importance of being in their body and somatic practices. Yet somehow they haven't quite made that leap into connecting that with sex and intimacy. And so what's been really beautiful and fun for me with my clients is being able to say, you already know how to do these. You already have these skills. You're already practicing this every day. The recognition of the importance of mindfulness, slowing down, turning off of our screens, tuning into our body is becoming more widespread. So I think the biggest sex trend of the next year is going to be to start to incorporate that more intentionally into sex and intimacy. Because with that, we have more feeling more attunement. And that is going to help reduce the overwhelm, which everybody seems to be feeling more and more of these days. And when overwhelm goes down, desire naturally will go up. And then sex becomes just naturally about tuning into your body, tuning into your partner, and really enjoying the pleasure of the experience versus the, we just have to get this done.
So Kevin, what do you believe next year's biggest sex trend will be?
I believe next year's biggest sex trend is going to be using more tech with your sex life. Sometimes people are like, ah, you know, tech, I don't know. But there have been some really great tech products to come out that will support your sex life. And I think that as tech is really getting big everywhere, even outside of, you know, the sex industry, people are getting more used to using tech. They're getting more familiar with it, and they're no longer afraid to really use it when it comes to improving their sex life. Now, having said that, not all tech is necessarily created equal when it comes to the bedroom. Just because somebody made it and put it out there doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing for you. So I would tell people, you know, evaluate as best you can whether or not you think something is really going to be a help to your sex life or not. AI is a big trend when it comes to sex tech. I don't know. The jury's still out, honestly, as to whether or not this is going to have a net positive or net negative effect. I'm skeptical right now. I'm not really sure that AI is really going to be helpful long term, because I think what we really need when it comes to sex is we need more human connection. We need more physical humans together, communicating, touching each other, sharing sex. And I don't really see AI as helping facilitate that. I see it as taking us further away. But there's plenty of other tech out there that is really, really helpful. So there's tech to help men with erections. There's a great device out there that helps you track your erections. So if you're having erectile dysfunction, I had this guy on my show, it will actually help you track that so you can get actual medical health data, which can then help you treat it. Like, that's a really great use of tech in the sex space. Obviously, there's a million toys out there, and the quality of the toys have gotten so much better these days. In the old days, they were kind of cheaply made, they were expensive, you used them a few times, they broke. Now the quality is so much better that you can spend, you know, a reasonable amount of money, get a decent piece of sex tech, and have it last and provide pleasure. So I think that's really a big trend for the coming year, is more sex tech to help you not only have more pleasure, but to get your sex life going again, because some of this tech is more health and science related, and some of it's more pleasure related.
I think this year's biggest sex trend will be the Melba app. Why? Because over the years, I have heard thousands of couples say they want to try something new in the bedroom, but they don't know how, or they aren't sure how to bring it up with their partner. Melba does it all for you. So what is Melba? It's an app that helps couples learn and have better sex through voice-guided adventures and expert-written content. So it offers a variety of immersive scenarios designed to encourage playfulness, communication, and exploration. So you get personalized content so you can discover new things and try things at your own speed, and then explore new ways of connecting with your partner. Which means instead of you two having to discuss what you want to do or how you want to have it done, the Melba voice guides you live, gesture by gesture, through immersive experiences that last 15 to 30 minutes. So all you have to do is let yourselves be guided, and then you get to experience how your couple intimacy completely opens up. The best part? It's absolutely free to try. And with over 400,000 satisfied couples, you have nothing to lose and an entire sensual and sexual universe to gain. So this year, please give each other the Melba app to explore sensuality and rediscover your pleasure. So Dr. Mintz, what do you believe next year's biggest sex trend will be?
I believe next year's biggest sex trend is going to be all about technology and AI. And there are so many things that could fall under that, but I do believe the world of sex toys, of erotica, of health and sexual wellness is all going to be dominated by technology. So, for example, I think we might have wearable devices that track our arousal, our sexual health. I believe we may have AI-powered audio erotica, AI-powered technology for sex toys, for dating apps. I just think we are making so many strides in the technology world, for better and for worse, in terms of ChatGPT, AI. There is just no way that that's not going to make its way into the world of sexual health. And again, I think that could take many forms, many of which I probably haven't even imagined yet.
Wasn't that amazing? I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. Now, please check out the Melba app to explore your sensuality and rediscover your pleasure. And please check out my free 5 Pleasure Secrets of Satisfied Couples handbook. Links to the experts and the products will all be in the description. Thank you for liking and subscribing. And if you like this podcast, then make sure to check out this next one.